Afghan Peace Talks, U.S. Faces Taliban 5 Formerly Held at Gitmo. By Edwin Mora on March 27, 2019. The 5 high-risk Taliban commanders released from the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, by the previous administration in exchange for Bo Bergdahl, who was captured by the terrorist group after deserting his post in Afghanistan, are now reportedly negotiating peace in the war-ravaged country with their former captors. During our time in Guantanamo, the feeling was with us that we had been brought there unjustly and that we would be freed. Mullah Karalaka Urqua, one of the Taliban 5, as the former Gitmo prisoners are now known, told the New York Times, NYT, in an article published Tuesday. But it never occurred to me that one day there would be negotiations with him, and I would be sitting there with them on one side and us on the other. In December 2015, a report issued by the Republican-led House Armed Services Committee and congressional testimony by a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel revealed that multiple alternatives were on the table for former President Barack Obama's administration, despite his Pentagon chief's assertion that releasing the terrorists was the only option to free the American prisoner. Bergdahl was later convicted of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, dishonorably discharged, and demoted to private. Obama's own Joint Task Force Guantanamo, JTF-GTMO, deemed each one of the Taliban 5 as a high risk to the United States and its allies. Furthermore, senior intelligence officials told lawmakers that the top 5 Taliban commanders, Fazil Muhammad Mazloom, Muhammad Nabi, Abdul Haq Wasik, Mullah Nurullah Nuri, and Karalaka Urqua, were likely to return to terrorist activities against the U.S. if they were set free. NEAT does note that at least one of them, Mullah Mazloom, may be guilty of mass killings and scorched-earth brutality, adding that it obtained documents under a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request showing that the battle-hardened jihadi showed no remorse. The December 2015 House panel report found that at least 3 of the Taliban fighters have resumed threatening activities after being released to Qatar from Guantanamo Bay in May 2014. So, in a way, the 5 Taliban narco-jihadis are lucky to be sitting across from their captors as part of the terrorist group's delegation discussing the U.S. military withdrawal to end the more than 17-year-old Afghanistan war. The Times reported, although the Taliban 5 were reunited with their families in Qatar, home to the terrorist group's primary political office, the Qatari authorities continue to keep a watchful eye on the jihadis at the request of the United States, the Times reported. However, Qatar has long served as a safe haven for the Taliban and other terrorists. According to David Ibsen, the executive director of the Non-Governmental Counter-Extremism Project, CEP, Qatar likely influenced the re-engagement in jihadist activities of some of the Taliban 5. Taliban leaders made a point of ensuring the former Guantanamo prisoners participate in the ongoing negotiations in recent months. Trump administration officials have intensified peace negotiations with the group in recent months, angering Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's team, which has so far not been allowed to participate in the discussions at the behest of the Taliban. The Taliban, which has stepped up the fight to implement strict Islamic laws or Sharia amid the negotiations, considers itself the only legitimate government, dismissing the Ghani administration as an American puppet. Taliban narco-terrorists claim they will only talk to Kabul after the complete withdrawal of foreign forces. The latest round of negotiations, which ended March 12, did yield 2 draft agreements, the eventual U.S. military withdrawal and counter-terrorism assurances by the Taliban jihadis who do not believe themselves to be terrorists. During days of slow and at times frustrated discussions at the most recent session, which ended on March 12, it was the Taliban side that was often more emotional. Some gave impassioned speeches about how vital it was that the Americans completely leave Afghanistan in as little as 6 months, the Times noted. Besides Mullah Urqua, the other Taliban 5 members appeared reluctant to speak, NEAT acknowledged. The Taliban has rejected a reported offer by the Trump Pentagon of pulling out American troops within 3 to 5 years. Taliban jihadis had also repudiated the Trump administration's proposal to leave behind a residual force to make sure the terrorists keep their promise of ensuring Afghanistan does not once again harbor international terrorists like it did with Al-Qaeda when it was under the Taliban regime right before the September 11 attacks on the U.S. homeland. It was the Taliban's decision to shelter al-Qaeda that triggered the longest American war to date.